The kidnapping of two aid workers in Iraq has united their home country. News of the abduction caused Italian politicians to put aside their differences. Kidnappers seized two women who were both known as opponents of the conflict. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Small groups of people, mostly women, filled the square outside the Italian Prime Minister's office last night. The mood was somber. They were not there to protest. Most of them were peace activists, just like the two Italian women who've been taken hostage in Iraq, Simona Torretta and Simona Pari, both 29 years old. Jane Reynolds, a member of the Women in Black anti-war group, was deeply troubled.
I can't understand what kind of motive the people who took them, who appeared to be very organized, and it wasn't a random kidnapping, so I really can't understand why they decided to take these women who have been working for the people of Iraq, nothing to do with the occupation or anything like that.
The two Simonas, as they've been dubbed, work for an NGO called A Bridge to Baghdad, which has been present in Iraq without interruption since the end of the first Gulf War in 1991. The group provides health services, water treatment, and education. And the two women were staunch opponents of the war and of the Italian military presence. They were seized Tuesday by 15 heavily armed men who broke into their office. This appears to be the first time in Iraq that women have been specifically singled out for hostage taking. Jane Reynolds.
We just want to hope that the appeals of the Muslim women in particular that have been made here in Rome today and all the other condemnations, particularly of Islamic groups, will work and that our friends will be returned to us.
The latest hostage taking has also stunned representatives of Muslim communities in Italy, who issued formal condemnations and urged the release of the two Simonas. The abduction of the two women follows by a few weeks the abduction and killing of Enzo Baldoni, a freelance journalist, peace activist, and the Italian translator of Doonesbury. Italian public opinion, which was overwhelmingly opposed to the war in Iraq, is now grappling with the realization of what one newspaper headline proclaimed is the message to Italy, no one is safe. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who had been criticized for not doing enough to save Baldoni, summoned opposition leaders to his office to forge a united stance. Following the meeting, MP Dario Franceschini said the opposition will cooperate with the government.
Dopo aver ribadito la loro assoluta contrarietà alla guerra in Iraq e al coinvolgimento italiano in essa.
The opposition, he said, reiterates its total rejection of the war in Iraq and Italian involvement there. But the opposition parties believe the absolute priority is to save the lives of the peace activists Simona Torretta and Simona Pari. The government's first decision was to send Foreign Undersecretary Margherita Boniver to the Middle East for talks with leaders in Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, and Yemen. A message posted on an Islamic website claimed responsibility for the women's abduction by a previously unknown group, Al-Zawahiri loyalists, a reference to the Egyptian doctor who is said to be Osama bin Laden's second-in-command. The message said, the kidnapping of Italian female spies in Iraq is our first strike against Italy, which, it added, has repeatedly ignored warnings to stop killing Muslims in Iraq. The message also referred to last week's massacre of more than 300 hostages in Russia, saying, we warn Berlusconi's government there will be more painful strikes like the ones we did in Russia. The abduction of the two women has already convinced several aid workers in Iraq that it's time to leave because the situation has become too dangerous even for them. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.